10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Heureman appeared in a Long Island courtroom just the other day as his defense team formally filed motions challenging the case against him. Heureman, an architect and father of two from Massapequa Park, you know, just a father to live in his best life. Is charged with 7 of the at least 10 murders tied to the infamous Gilgo Beach killings. His legal team is pushing to separate the charges into multiple trials and contesting key forensic evidence that prosecutors plan to use. His attorney, Michael Brown, filed a motion requesting that the 7 murder charges be split into 5 separate trials. This is him giving a statement outside of the courtroom just the other day.
Each case has to be proved with the elements beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the law. That's the requirement. And that's what the judge will tell the jury. The danger of having count after count, victim after victim in the same trial is that smoke, there's fire mentality. They shouldn't be tried together.
It's not new technology. It's used in all of our everyday lives. It's used in medical, forensic, paleontology, identifying war dead, identifying 9/11 remains, all of these things. So we're just applying this I submit, we're applying this very effective and tried and true technology to the courtrooms.
They're taking a cue from Coburger, mm-hmm. Where it's this is not good technology. This is it's anything could happen. I mean, it could show you're related to Snuckles the gerbil that the kid has down the road. This is just not. This is not anything we can believe. Yeah, that's just bullshit. You can argue the ethics, but at the end of the day, there is no law preventing anybody from using IgG DNA technology.
Well, and I think they're scrambling because they have so much stacked up against them. They've got hair. They have his actual DNA off the pizza crust. I mean, there's so many different things that are stacked against him that they have to try this. I mean, this is part of the checklist.
Well, and here's what I think is going on behind the scenes. They know, the government knows, that they have several aces in the hole on this. So even if they are wrong on one of these bodies and they can't really completely prove that one, there's enough here that will put him away for life. And that's probably the shit they found in his basement. I think you're going to, it's just, yeah, there's hair and, but there's, who knows what else they have. His digital footprint's going to be very interesting to learn about. I don't know that we know any of that yet. Most of this is under seal. They got him. I think they have irrefutable evidence that will take him down, and they have no interest in breaking this up into 5 different trials. Because why?
Well, and think of the taxpayers' burden.
Yeah.
5 different trials? Are you fucking kidding me?
And here's the thing. Many of these victims were not immediately connected to Rex Heureman. They've been kind of
guy coming in over the last, I was going to make a really bad, not intentional pun there, and I didn't want to do that. Yeah, they've been coming in kind of piece by piece over the last, you know, couple of years. And they would have, if they just wanted to throw all these victims at him and say, you killed all these women, they would have done that. But they really wanted to dig into each woman's case and investigate it further so they could actually make sure that it was strong enough to tie to him. There's still others that they think are connected, but they don't have enough yet. Then and they're not going to throw it in the basket here unless they really have a strong piece of evidence. And I think they were catching up over on a lot of the investigative work because I don't think it was done under the previous guard who ended up going to prison as well. I think you have a lot of reasons why maybe just in recent times we've been getting these people kind of connected due to the lack of investigative work earlier on under the former sheriff or whatever the hell he was.
Well, and don't forget, too, that we've got several states that his family traveled to. So there, forgive me, there may be other victims buried elsewhere that in the next year or two may be found and then linked to him because of DNA.
So yeah,
this is not an open and shut case. Like, here's all the evidence we have. No, it sounds like there could be even more evidence just waiting to be found.
I'm going to guess that this is going to be kind of like Vallow Daybell, where it's different trials in different places because more evidence comes up of other murders in different states.
Yeah.
If you can show like interstate travel to commit a crime, you could kind of throw it all into a federal case. So I don't know. We're not going to see a trial anytime soon here. There's so much that's going to continue to be unearthed. I halfway wonder if it's just going to go on for so long. He's just going to end up dying in prison or in jail.
He doesn't look like the healthiest individual. So, yeah. You know, who knows what's going on?
Yeah.
That's a real possibility.
Yeah.
That he's just, or somebody's going to take him out.
Yeah. I mean, he's in jail right now. Anything could happen here. I would not be shocked if the guy just drops dead. From the stress of this, the stress of this, whether he's innocent or guilty and you are in this, I think would be enough to kill you. You probably are more likely to die of a heart attack if you're innocent and being accused and you're sitting in that position than you would be if you are the actual perpetrator because you have the gumption to be able to even do that. So you probably don't have a whole lot of remorse. The motion proposes that the first three victims be tried together while the remaining four be handled individually. Brown argued that keeping all charges in one trial could unfairly influence a jury. When you have count after count, charge after charge, it leads to a jury despite a judge's instruction. It leads a jury to say, you know what, there's so much here, Brown stated. Yeah, it does, and that's fine. He may not be guilty of this, but he may be guilty of that, and it's what we all accumulatively affect. Yeah, but you know what? They can also go charge by charge by charge and say guilty, not guilty of each individual offense. And that's what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to probably, you know, each one of these charges is going to be in the case. And they, if they find one of them may not be him, is probably a fairly strong likelihood that maybe one of the dead women in this case, he's going to be found not guilty of murdering because maybe there's just not quite enough to convince the jury. They don't just go carte blanche across the whole aisle and say, on every single charge, you're guilty. So, I mean, or they may. But that's why each charge, you know, should be evaluated. That's how it's supposed to go. The defense is also challenging DNA evidence obtained from rootless hairs found at six of the crime scenes. Anthony Danielle, Koresh argued that the forensic method used to analyze the hairs has not been widely accepted in the scientific community. Yes, it has. Making it inadmissible under state law. You're full of shit. It's never been the subject of any judicial testing or any standard, so this is the first time in the United States it'll be done, Koresh said. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney pushed back on the defense's claim, stating that the DNA method performed by Estera Forensic, a California-based lab, is scientifically valid. I would submit that this is the next generation in the evolution of the technology, Tierney said. It's exciting to be at the forefront of that, and we look forward to providing the scientific acceptance and effectiveness of the technology. Tierney has led the charge against Huerman, working with the Gilgo Beach Task Force to bring charges against him. The latest development in the case comes after Huerman was recently charged in the murder of Valerie Mack. Her remains were first discovered by a hunter's dog in 2000 in a wooded area of Marionville, Long Island. Mack's decapitated body was found inside a black plastic bag around a rope and wrapped in duct tape. Both her
Sound familiar?
Noticing a trend here, and it's always interesting when, you know, the DNA hairs of various family members of you, Rex, end up on the bodies. That's, if anything, that's like really, it's like a double match, I would think, because it's your odds you have one there. The odds you have two from like two different people on a single body. Okay.
From the same household.
From the same household. I think you can be pretty safe that that's your body, unless your neighbor asked to borrow some burlap sacks and that's where they went. I don't know. A black plastic bag around with rope wrapped around in duct tape. Both her hands and one of her legs were severed. According to court documents, the rest of her remains surfaced more than a decade later in April of 2011 near Gilgo Beach. So yeah, you got like severed legs, you got torture, and that was all in his little affidavit,
manifesto, that Excel that he wrote. Sheet or whatever.
It was like an instruction manual. It was like, okay, it was a to-do list. I mean, it's so funny because he's an engineer in life and he still thinks like an engineer as a psychotic killer, allegedly.
Well, you do what you know. I mean, I have colored Sharpies because in radio, we use Sharpie all the time. And that's how I take my notes of things I have to get done today. Yeah. So, you know, you do what you know. So I guess if I'm going to turn into a serial killer, you'll probably see a to-do list, you know, oh, look, she's using a purple Sharpie. You know, that's, you do what you know.
Well, and it's not even like instructions on like, you know, here's how to tie the knot, you idiot, or, you know, something. It's like
get sleep.
Like, yes, like it's just obvious shit. Like, you couldn't figure this out? Like, are you like really going to look back going, oh, shoot, I forgot to pick the body up and put it in the trunk? You know, it's like you needed the note to tell you that. Otherwise, you would have just gotten the car and driven away. You know?
It's some insight into his mind. Like, does he acknowledge that maybe he goes into a weird state and actually needs a checklist of what to do at the scene?
It's like he's writing to his other self.
Yeah. There may be some multiple personalities here or some weird shit at play.
The thing is, that's such a rare condition. Right. And if he's not exhibiting it, you know, in any other aspects of his life, I don't think that's it at all. But maybe like when he gets these, it's not necessarily another personality, but you get so amped up and that's what I guess got him amped up. You know, you kind of get tunnel vision sometimes. It's like, this is sick, but like for a normal, healthy person, if you're, oh my gosh, you just found something out and now you're like crazily excited about what you're doing. You know, or I guess, you know, if you're enjoying your time with your partner, there's some moments there where you're kind of got your blinders on and there's not a whole lot of other things that are coming to light. Not that you really need to be doing other things while you're doing that, but, you know, Rex was. So I'm wondering if he needed that because he was in that, you know, euphoric sexual state because that's what got him off. That maybe is why the notepad was needed in the to-do list.
Well, and it's possible. You know, maybe he just gets into such a frenzy that he doesn't that he recognizes that he needs a checklist.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just, I guess we're just kind of putting together a theory here.
It's a theory.
It would
yeah.
make sense.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's so weird. That's why it's like, why do you need, are you that dumb? And no, I don't think it's that. I think cause I mean, he's not dumb. He's extremely calculated. That's how he got away with this shit for as long as he did. Allegedly, if it's him,
well, he's an architect. These people yeah. are so meticulous with every detail
yeah.
that it would be really weird for them. I don't think an architect could walk into their kitchen and just whip up a recipe. They would need a step-by-step analytical version yeah. of what they're doing. That's how their brains think. And I could be wrong. There could be some yeah. really creative architects out there, but I've known a few, and trust me, everything is methodical.
And like I said, and if you're in this perverted sexual euphoria that he would have mm-hmm. been in. I mean, that's where your blinders really go on. And maybe that's where he like really needed to do list, because otherwise he's just, you know, caught up in his fucked up moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary man.
Caught up in this fucked up moment with you. What song was that? Was that, it was a country song. Caught in this moment. Oh, Big and Rich, Caught in This Moment. There you go.
Okay.
It's a new remake. They're going to play at Rex Heuermann's arraignment. Heuermann has pled not guilty to Mac's murder, as well as the killings of Melissa Barthelemy, Morgan Waterman, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Amber Costello, Jessica Taylor, and Sandra Costello. Authorities have linked the murders to a string of victims found along Ocean Parkway between 1993 and 2010. His next court appearance is set for February 18th. Judge Timothy Mazzell indicated that a hearing on the DNA evidence, known as the Fry hearing, will likely take place in late February or early March. Heuermann has denied all charges. And, you know, everything we're talking about, it's all allegations and, you know, theories.
Yeah, until it's not.
Yeah, until it's not. Until you got the hair, you know. Like I said, that to me is just like, what the fuck are the odds of that? And I guess the only thing you could make up would be that, you know, you donated it. You know, I don't want to fucking give that one out. No. You know, I went to the Goodwill. I had all this burlap, and I thought maybe somebody could use it for crafts.
Or I like to rub my head on boxes of Hefty bags at Home Depot. I have no idea. He's a different guy. Who knows what he does in his spare time
yeah.
other than what we think he does.
That's the only thing I think you could say, but you'd have to, it'd be such a, because you couldn't prove it because you didn't do it. But how, it can't also be disproven either.
Right.
But I don't know that you'd be allowed to bring that into court as a defense with no supporting evidence.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, it's easy to think out here of like, oh yeah, you could argue that. Like, the court's not going to allow that in. it's a complete fucking weird fabrication with nothing, you know, behind it. I mean, it worked the opposite way in Delphi, where it was like the insane bullshit that has absolutely nothing to do with reality was let in. And then all the horrible evidence that proves someone else killed the two girls was completely withheld.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking upside down over there. I mean, my God. And if you're interested in that case, I think we are probably the ones that are reporting on it most now because so many have abandoned it. And I appreciate the comments that I've seen there on YouTube about it of thanks for staying on this because so many other folks have kind of moved on. I just think that case is so far from over.
Oh, we are just, even though it's done, we are right at the cusp of the retrial. It is coming and it's going to be grand.
But I think it could be done if the public gives up on it. I think there's, because these judges that are going to make the decisions on his appeal options if he can, and because it's going to be court ping pong here for the next handful of years, with this one approving, that one denying, and this and that, till we finally get to, hopefully, a retrial. But public demand does weigh on their decisions. If there's an outcry and there's, you know, a lot of people saying this is bullshit, like the Karen Reed movement, there should be something like that for this guy, because it's bullshit. Now, and again, I'm not going to 100% say that he's innocent, but there, I don't see any evidence to think he is guilty, quite honestly. So I think the odds are slim to nil. There's tons of evidence on several other folks. And again, you can hear all that on the other podcasts. It's been a point of contention for me over the last couple of weeks, is because I just get so angry with that one. It's a miscarriage of justice. Anyway.
Well, and it's so obvious. That's the thing. It just, there's so many things that if this were happening to one of your relatives, I don't think you could ever sleep at night. No. I think you'd just be sick to your stomach constantly.
Yeah. They need all the support they can get in this, because, like I said, you know, in Delphi, there's a lot of people that think he's the guy, because they want to be done with this. And that's great. I probably want to be done with it as much as well, too. But not if you, like, you took a dad away from two little girls. So I guess those two don't matter. And a husband and, you know, your CVS pharmacy tech that's friendly and nice. And
nobody had a bad word to say
with no criminal history, nothing at all. You're going after him, but you're not going after the guy where the property, where the girls' bodies were found, where he made up an alibi to a friend before anybody even knew the bodies were there or that they were even dead, that he has a history of violence and also a propensity, allegedly from his ex-girlfriend, of seemingly being a little too touchy-feely with girls of the age that were found dead on his property with a bunch of their blood missing and looking like they probably were cleaned up somewhere, probably in a house nearby, which happens to be yours. Yeah, and everything else. And the bridge guy photo, too. The bridge guy happens to look exactly like you.
Like, yeah, that's concerning.
Like, if you didn't know it was a different picture of a different guy, you would just assume it's the same guy, except one, there's a dog in front of him, and one, there's not. All that? Not enough for you? Oh, and the FBI even told you, we think it's him. He should be arrested. We're going to raid the home. We're going to go and get everything in the outbuildings, all the computer devices, everything. The FBI did that. And I don't think a lot of people are even aware of that. They took everything out of the house that they needed to get that might point to him as being the killer. And what happened with it? They put their report together and gave it to local authorities. And the local authorities said, bye, thanks for your work. We don't need this. We're going to look somewhere else. Like, the FBI, all the resources they have, which are like a gazillion to one compared to Delphi. We're good.
I still don't understand how they could have done that.
Our Keystone cops got this.
How can you just tell the FBI, we don't need you. Go, you know, thanks. Here's a coffee.
Yeah.
Hit the road. Bye-bye.
We're good. We got it. Once Steve gets back from his vacation, you know, we're gonna have another person to answer phones up front. You know, it's like, what the fuck? Why would you not take a look at this? I mean, and it's all out there. And it's all out there. That's what is just so shocking about this whole fucking thing. It's all out there, and I don't know how anyone could think that Richard Allen is guilty of those crimes. I just don't. After really digging into all this other stuff, and the big question here is also why? Why did they not look at this or take it seriously from the FBI? They thought whatever was in there was not good enough to continue on with. I mean, he could have been charged he should have been charged on half the other shit. I mean, but they didn't. But they said, that's not good enough, and I'm sure there's stuff in there. God knows what's in there, but nobody does know other than the FBI, which it can't release legally, and Delphi.
How?
At some point, if this gets back to trial, that will be subpoenaed.
I hope so.
And we will find out what was in there. And I'm going to take a giant leap that nobody in Delphi wants that to happen.
Oh, I bet you're right.
Or with not necessarily the residents. I'm not saying that nobody in the circle of cabal, whatever the hell is going on there. I don't think anybody wants that to happen, because I think you're going to have a lot of people. That's not going to be good.
Yeah, I think we need some answers, we being the public, because if this can happen to Richard Allen,
yeah,
it can happen to anybody.
It can. It certainly
it literally can.
Can.
This was a really nondescript human being right out of Central Casting who just went about his life, and now look at where he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can happen to anybody.
And I should say, you know, Ron Logan was never charged with anything, but this investigation did go on. So all that happened. He died I believe 2022 of COVID. After that, then they suddenly, Richard Allen came on their radar. Oh, look, we found a document from back then where he said he was down there and wanted to help. Must be him.
Yeah, they needed somebody,
It's like, morons. Yeah, you didn't get Ron in time, or you didn't want to get Ron. I'm going to kind of go with, I'm guessing, didn't want to get him. The question is why? Who's connected there? Who or what? I don't know the answer to that. Does Ron know something about somebody? There's something there. There is something there. I don't know what, and I don't know who, but there's something there, unless this is just the biggest pile of dopes that you've ever seen, and things just get fucked up because people are so, you know, just have no ability to do their jobs competently. I don't know.
There's something messed up in Mayberry, friends.
Ooh. That would be a good show, Messed Up in Mayberry.
Yes, it would.
Well, that's probably, like, Mayberry is probably copywritten or something like that.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download
download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.